Hello, everybody. It's another Nencho podcast here with Craftsdorf and my co-host MathWiz. Say hello, MathWiz.
Hello, MathWiz.
I'm so glad you have been putting up with me for so long. Anyway,
I'd say the same for you about me. Like, I'm so often like late on the readings or something. Stuff happens.
It all happens so much all the time. Anyway, so we have finished Trigun Maximum. We're all done with Trigun. And regarding the patron poll, is I think I set the date wrong. So it's as of this, the release of this episode, the poll will be finishing. As of the recording of this episode, it still has several days left, so we don't actually know what's going to win. So yeah, that's we'll you'll find out next time with Boruto as to how what series wins that we're doing next. Because it looks like we won't be reading Dragon Ball Super quite yet, because it's still I'm still figuring out when this current arc will truly be over, or if the next arc started, and I don't know it yet. It's not a priority anyway, so we're gonna wait on Dragon Ball Super, it looks like, and just read Boruto next time. Which we'll be finishing the original run of Boruto. It's chapters 56 to 81. And then we'll also be reading the Mirai 2-volume manga, adapting the novel, and the Minato one-shot that was relatively recent, and the Sasuke story that was also adapting a novel, I believe, with the dinosaurs.
Let's go, more Boruto! The Boruto Defense Squad is back!
Let's fucking go. Yes, so that should be fun and good. And we're doing that next time. But anyway, before we get into that, we finished Trigun. Preliminary thoughts on finally finishing Trigun, but I imagine the original anime had a plenty conclusive ending. So it's not, I don't imagine it's a case where you felt like with maybe with Baby Steps or something, where it's like, I don't know how that ends, but I don't mm-hmm. know if it's a feel like, obviously the manga continues on for way longer, so you know, I've run into that with cases like Chihayafuru, where it's like, if I never read the manga, I'd just be done with this very obviously incomplete story. So I don't know, how did you feel about Trigun in that way?
Are you talking about, like, anime to manga, or...
Yeah, well, I'm like, how do you feel, quote-unquote, finishing Trigun? Like, did you feel, like, lacking from the anime, or was it just, like, you know, the anime was already complete enough, and the manga was just, like, I don't know. I'm just wondering, or just in general thoughts on the manga itself, too, like...
I feel like typically, I feel like if I don't like something, or don't like it as much as I expect to... Normally I lean on the side of there's probably something that didn't click with me, rather than like, oh, I didn't like this. This was a bad take on the story. Because I feel like with regards to Trigun Maximum, it definitely goes in... Like, it goes in an interesting direction, I'd say. And it does a number of things very differently to what the anime does. And I think it's, like, there are pros and cons to that for me. I feel like, overall, the ending of the manga, at least at this point, like, hasn't really hit for me in the same way that the anime, just the way it all comes together, I guess. Mm-hmm. But again, I feel like in this case, you know, if someone in the comments, like, wants to give their thoughts on, like, if they prefer the manga version, I'd be interested in hearing that, because for me, the length of the manga is definitely more than the material the anime has, and I guess at this point I'm like kind of split on how much the extra material was worth it for me personally. Like, I feel like I didn't resonate with it as much on a moment-to-moment basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I did see your tweet about, I guess, how Wolfwood's character ends up in the anime versus how it happened in the manga. You were like, oh, yeah, that's pretty different. So,
Yeah. It's like, I've been kind of waiting to get to the end of Maximum to really give thoughts on, like, my opinions on characters in the manga compared to how they're handled in the anime. And I think, like, Wolfwood I'm kind of split on. I like how Legato is handled in the anime more, personally. But, like, when it comes to, like, Knives and Vash, well, like, with Knives in particular, he definitely gets way more of a role in the story than in the anime. And Vash, I feel like, is still pretty Vash. Like, I feel like I don't have a stronger opinion either way. But yeah, I don't know. It might be easier to explain, like, going through the chapters and stuff.
Okay, okay, all right. Yeah, because there was some stuff I liked of it, like, from this reading, but overall I would definitely say it didn't, like, click with me majorly. It's definitely after, because we also read Shaman King, and I was, I did walk away from Shaman King, you know, liking it more than I like Trigun so far, but overall I've definitely felt just kind of like, from with these last two readings, just like, oh, yeah, wish I liked these series more than I did, unfortunately, so.
Yeah, I guess it's like, there's 90s also...
90s just ain't it, apparently, I don't know. No.
Like, my knowledge of the anime is definitely, like, years removed from when I last watched it, because it's been many, many years. But from just what I was feeling with it, because I remember going through the original run of the manga, and it was reminding me a lot of, like, what I was what about Trigun I was, like, nostalgic for, and the initial appeal of it to me in the first place. And then I feel like Maximum, to me, from what I remember of the original Trigun, leans, like, way more heavily into, like, the sci-fi...
way more.
Yeah. And I don't know if that aspect of it... I can't say... Like, it's definitely not a bad direction to go in, because, like, what that accomplishes thematically is definitely interesting, but, yeah, I don't know. Just... Something about it didn't quite hit for me.
Yeah, we will talk about it and see how we feel. Because, like, there was some stuff that I liked from the reading, but again, like I said, overall, it just didn't... I wish it worked for me, but it didn't, so... But anyway, start off with Meryl and Billy sort of going over the Knives' destruction and how just fucked everything is.
You know what, actually, I think the way I could maybe sum up my, like, general opinions on Trigun, the anime, versus Maximum, is I think, like, whenever Maximum is focusing on, like, the core conflict between, like, Vash and Knives, or, I'd still say I was interested in the stuff with Wolfwood, but I don't think the new characters in Maximum... hit as much. Like, I don't think I was as interested in their conflicts, but I'm
like Livio, I assume.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna chalk that up to I probably didn't like, something just didn't click with me.
Okay.
That fight in sort of the final stretch of this, heading into the final battle, where there's like a few chapters dedicated to like Livio and Razlo fighting the Crimson Nail.
Yes.
And I was just sort of like, I wish I cared about these characters more.
That makes sense. But yeah, I was gonna say, one of the first things that struck me about the reading is I like the panel where because there's the, like, the, they're trying to shoot missiles at Knives' arc, and I just like the panel with his face, and it's like fractured into, and you see like different scenes of like ships in space,
yeah,
and plants, and just sort of like, it's just a really striking page, and I thought it was a really cool way to visualize like what's going through his head, and just like, you know, the memories and the events happening right now, and
there's definitely some really interesting like art and like page structure, I think, in this final stretch. Like, you know, that's a really good example. I mean, I'll point more out as we get to them.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kind of torn on the art, because I feel like I still I think part of it is just a limitation for manga. Like, I had a hard time following the action.
Well, see, also, so my thoughts on that is because aside from what I said last time with, like, maybe I'm just not as used to gun action, but sometimes if I get confused, if I, like, stop reading as quickly and I back up and actually, like, look panel to panel, I go, oh, like, that happens with me sometimes in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure,
mm-hmm.
Where it's like, wait, what happened? And then I go back and I actually look through it, it's like, oh, no, okay, this is, like, this character's doing this in this panel and then that leads to this. Okay, like, once I actually stop and pay attention, it makes sense, but my problem here is, like, there was times I literally, like, I remember one from the last reading is when Meryl, when they were in the standoff and mm-hmm. Meryl said, like, I was wondering if, like, maybe did she do it or did Legato with his powers manipulate her into doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, what was there something specific that set her off? Like, was she scared? And I remember looking over and I couldn't answer that question. So I guess Meryl just did it, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, so, but there was definitely times where, like, if I get confused about something and I go back and try to understand it, I still just really can't, which is definitely just an instance of, like, yeah, probably the manga not clicking with me, maybe. And I will say this reading also did a couple weird things that just made me go, like, okay, that's a thing now. Worms?
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry. They just... Did I miss something that was... Am I just really stupid? Because just random... This out of nowhere, they're like, yeah, this character was actually, like, an emissary from the sandworms that are, you know, have their own opinions on the plant and human conflict. And it just happens. And then it just... It's just over, and it doesn't... I was so fucking confused. I was like, did I miss something earlier? Why is it like this?
I mean, like, maybe there's something with, like, coexistence between species and, like, that maybe being, like, another angle on, the humans and the plants. But I, I was also
the natives to this, where they'd be the indigenous peoples, in a sense.
Oh, okay.
In that conflict, but it feels just so, like, odd the way it's brought, just briefly brought up, and then it's just kind of is, and it's I don't know, it was just very odd to me the way it was introduced into the story, which is maybe kind of feeding into what you say about the sci-fi elements not mm-hmm. being as interesting to you, because, like, I don't know, that just happened, and it was, like, now it's like, okay, I get, like, the, but we'll talk, maybe I'll have more to say later. I just remember that being an example of, like, me just, like, reading the manga and just kind of having to put it down for a second because it's like, what is going on? but I can see people still, like, enjoying that aspect because it is just, like, you know, it's a small thing that adds a lot of, like, potential intrigue and mystery to the setting. Because it's not gone into very much, right? But you know, for me, it didn't work like that because I mean, admittedly, like I think one of the first things I remember saying about Trigun is just like because I was talking mm-hmm. about the Cynic Clinic video, and I was just like, yeah, well, it would be really cool to care about this world and setting, and you know, which he argued that the anime does by having a lot of anime original content, and that didn't really change for me. So yeah, all right. But anyway, we get a little fight between Wolfwood and Legato. And then we get more
the
on
I
the
Michael.
What's it called? Yes, thank you. That was one of the things I like. Probably one of my two favorite parts about the reading was like all this context with Wolfwood and sort of his past and how that worked into his fight against the I Am Michael. He's struggling in the fight and he's just thinking about like you know wondering if he can be forgiven. And then Vash comes in to save him and, you know, standing by his friend. And it's like, yeah, that's neat.
I do think that there's maybe, like, kind of an interesting parallel with, with the Eye of Michael, they have sort of, like, advanced their, like, growth and evolution to gain strength. And, they have mm-hmm. these, I don't know what you'd call it. They have the things that can, like, they can take a lot of damage, but, like, come back. And it's like draining on their life force, but they can be seemingly invincible for a bit. And that feels kind of similar to, like, what the, like, Vash and knives like the plants can do, where it's like they can, you know, like deal with all this pain or recover, but it's like eventually it like is whittling away at their life.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about how, because like before, Wolfwood was, you know, talking about like, you know, Vash's humanity or lack thereof, and it turns out that he himself has sort of stepped away from humanity as well. Like, you know, obviously the way that they use their life, like, because he's aged up, like, or his metabolism is altered so that he's like grown a lot, and like he's basically a teenager.
So like,
right?
Wolfwood is like younger, but had to age faster. Whereas like Vash looks younger, but he's, you know, like 150 years old at minimum.
Yeah, no, that's, I didn't think about that as an inverse, right? And of course, it still works as like, you know, he was forced to grow up in very quickly. It's very literal. It's good. It works. Did you have anything more to say on that little, or I guess I'm still going through it, but I'm on chapter, I'm almost at the end of the volume, so.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't have a lot. I mean, I already talked about like the metabolism and stuff, which is probably the only thing I could think of.
Okay.
I guess I do kind of like the interaction where Vash is like, "Don't die, Wolfwood," and he's like, "I'm just trying to sleep."
Yeah, and I also thought it was interesting because, you know, they're talking about like wanting to be rescued by the ships from Earth, but then with knives being so dangerous, like the ships coming earlier than expected is actually like, you know, because they want to stop knives before Earth gets there. So normally the ships coming earlier would be a good thing, but in actuality it's like, fuck, we need to stop knives. So it's an interesting tension, I suppose. But obviously how we're, you know, it's could be, you know, it would be expected that what's the most interesting that could happen is Earth is involved with shit when everything goes down, and that's exactly how it happens. But still cool.
There is that one chapter with Wolfwood and like the girl who I guess was like someone from the orphanage, from at least I think that's because there was something with like the little bird thing he made or whatever.
Yes, no, it definitely seemed like he was someone who she was someone who knew him as Nicholas in the, or because the little girl who and then obviously she didn't think that he was possibly, you know, Nico because you know, he's too old. Even for someone who was older than her when she was a kid.
God.
And yeah, just the way that the conflict was neat, where it's just that sort of examination of like, you know, law, order, and chaos, where he's free, but with that freedom comes a lot of pain and suffering, and she's in a cage, but she is doing very well off for being in that cage. Like, she's able to eat and be comfortable. Yeah.
I also thought that, like, like, yeah, it was an interesting little interaction. I thought Wolfwood came off as, like, kind of an asshole because, like, she's in this situation where, like, oh, I'm going to be forced to marry this person because, like, my family had this debt and now it came down to me and I can't afford to pay the loan shark and blah, blah, blah. And Wolfwood is just, like, even with, like, the battle part that happens later where he's just, like, it's your fault, It definitely seemed like self-destructive from him in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had more specific thoughts. Oh yeah, that Wolfwood was just like, you know, if you just stayed quiet and did what you were supposed to do, then like they're, you know, they wouldn't have been in this situation. But it's like, I don't know. I guess that feels kind of like Wolf, maybe like a commentary on like Wolfwood being part of like the Eye of Michael, where it's like he's just sort of like prior to this he's just kind of working with them or something about the way he's lived his life. I'm not really sure if I'm going anywhere with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to see where I don't know. Because, like, yeah, I agree he's being very harsh, but obviously...
Yeah, because the other person also has a line, I'm tired of a life, or that, like, yeah, I'm tired of a life of nothing more than filling the holes of other people's lives. And Wolfwood said there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I didn't quite get this one.
Well, I mean, with that exchange, I was definitely thinking of, you know, like, people coming together and forming bonds is, like, you know, you could say that's filling holes in a sense, like the fact that, like, Wolfwood and Vash are friends, right? Like, they're two people who aren't quite human fighting in this world of violence. Like, even if they're not they're very different in some ways, they're, you know, also two of the people who are the closest to each other, right? They're filling, and you know, maybe it's not even a hole that they even thought had to be. God, okay, Fujoshi are gonna love the way I word this, but you know, maybe they don't know about the holes each other fills in their lives. Fuck, I'm sorry, I brought up that imagery but it's just, yeah, and you know, so of course in her case it's not a good bond, right? Like, this guy was a piece of shit who was literally going to kill her because he thought that she wasn't pure, I think. But fundamentally, like, you know, she's like maybe rejecting everything because she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to be in a cage at all. But like, you know, it's not like her the way of life she's been pushed into is horrible for everyone, right? Like, that's, I don't know. It's an interesting situation. I do like how the author will set up these kind of problems without easy answers. Like, another one I thought of was from the last reading with you have Vash protecting a guy from being killed, and who he was a fucking rapist, and you know, but the guy who was going to kill him didn't want to because that kid was also a child, and his parent was going to be sad. Like, he was calling for his dad, and I don't know, it's an interesting recurring thing. So it was a neat chapter. Anyway, then we get more Wolfwood, him connecting to, or at least, you know, reaching a hand out to, like, I think we see it starts with a flashback with the young Wolfwood giving food to, I'm pretty sure it's Livio, is the implication. He reaches out to just another kid in a town crying. No, never mind, it just flashes back to that. My bad, I thought that was, at the orphanage, I thought it was, matching present and future, but no, I just...
Yeah, like, the flashbacks in Trigun, you know, this manga doesn't do the thing that a lot of the manga we've read do, where, like, the flashbacks, like, the page turns black or something, or, like, gray. There's no real, like, indicator of when it flips.
No, we have just... Yes, it's just the characters' ages, where it's like, oh, right, no, that's, right, that, you know, So, which is, it's clear to me when reading it, but while skimming through it to talk about it, like, I just, you know, it's been a few days since I've read this, so it didn't immediately come to mind. We get the little flashback where it's like, oh, is Livio killing these animals? Whereas we find out he has a whole other personality. There's some fighting, and we get a little tease with the older guy, I forget what his name is, but I know at one point we're supposed to think he's Trip of Death, but I'm pretty sure Livio is Double Fang, and Razlo is Trip of Death, is how they say it later. So I forget what I'm supposed to call the old guy. it's a pretty long fight, so I guess we could just go talk about it generally. As I'm skimming through, did you have anything to say about Wolfwood versus Livio, and then the old guy as well, like, factoring into that, because I'm just gonna say I'm gonna scroll through while you talk if you have to say, but
I mean, I know that, like, the old guy has like a little line about, like, Wolfwood being too soft and like, I guess, training him, but how, like, no, I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm, like, reading him talking about the past or, like, this current fight, because he says, like, you're too soft, you won't survive, and then there's the next page where he says he's perfect, so...
Yeah, well, because I assume that, like, yeah, in the past he was too soft, and then, like, he sees him do some violence in the present, and he's like, oh, he's gotten over it, he's perfect, but as they fight, it turns out, like, no, Wolfwood has been affected by Vash a lot, I think. Like, that's what I took.
Yeah, I mean, like, that chapter with the girl before where Wolfwood mentioned, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, filling the holes in other people's lives. And I don't, that ties into this in some form. I'm just not sure if I'm reading it in the correct way, because obviously, like, Wolfwood is, like, fighting back against the other Eye of Michael guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I just thought of just now is how, like, because part of the conflict of the whole of Trigun is, like, you know, can humanity change, right? Like, are people, like, just fundamentally bad or not, right? Like, that's basically what Knives is talking about. And so how these Eye of Michael guys work into it is because, like, you have the old guy who's basically a father figure who raised them, and Wolfwood, you know, as we see, he's taken quite a bit, like, so, you know, fundamentally, I do think, like, he doesn't want to kill people. He just feels like he has to, and he was obviously very pushed hard to. That sentence didn't work out, but hopefully the meaning got across. Where, you know, like, and we saw with his relationship with Vash, where it's like, you know, he's trying to do the same thing with Vash that he had done to him, with, like, trying to push him to kill and be violent because it's easier that way. And it's, you know, or there's things, problems that can be solved through killing. In contrast, you have Livio, who he isn't naturally a killer, to the point that in order to be what the old guy wanted of him, he had to, you know, he had a split personality, Razlo, who is the ideal, basically, right? So Wolfwood is also split, you know, because he has his old guy telling him to kill people, and then he has Vash, but he ultimately chooses, like, you know, Vash, right? Like, he, as we see throughout the fight, he's remembering Vash's words and thinking highly of Vash about how, like, oh, you know, that person, you know, never made excuses, right? Like, he held on to his ideals, and you know, where the old guy is like, oh, there's, like, because even Wolfwood did that same thing with, like, excuses and justifications for why killing should be done, like, trying to, you know, not just, like, doing it, but, like, having a reason or a moral high ground to do it, where Vash just, he doesn't want to kill, and so he won't, right? Like, because it mattered to the people, you know, like, his, Rem, you know, he cared about her, so he won't kill because of the people, you know, the humanity she loved them, she was a part of. So, yeah. And then Razlo grows a third arm and goes back, and it's, oh, there he is, the Trigun. we finally found it. I also really like, towards the end of the fight, when the lady at the orphanage recognizes him.
Wait, what about when the lady recognizes him?
Oh, I just thought it was cool and good, because, like, he obviously, like, the, you know, he's way older than he should be, but she's still, I'm skipping ahead a little bit because I didn't have much to say about the stuff before that. So I'm actually in volume 10 right now, if you want to go ahead and see it, or see if there's anything you missed.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like the idea, you know, even if it's like an orphanage, it's still like, you know, you'll recognize your kids, like, even if they grow up, it's like they're still family.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, and I like Vash coming in to protect what, you know, because, like, you know, obviously Wolfwood's putting everything on himself, but, you know, he's not alone. And so, you know, it's friendship.
Yeah. Let's fucking go. I guess there is also, like, the line about, like, how Vash had never forsaken anything, and he's kind of always true to himself, and maybe Wolfwood wasn't being true to himself in the past.
Yeah, no, he was putting on the face of a devil because he thought he, you know, and he was, the fact that he was working with Legato as Chapel, even though you know, he didn't really align with Knives's worldview at all, right? So yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, I guess the kind of juxtaposition between the old guy who, like with the Eye of Michael, where Wolfwood and Livio are, like, kind of his kids in a way, like, and then obviously there's, like, the people from the orphanage. So it's sort of like, I guess, the idea of family and, like, I don't know. There's definitely something here, even if it's like I'm not fully getting the full picture.
I'm not sure.
Or, like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of trying to piece together how, like, when, you know, like, you mentioned Wolfwood getting recognized by the, like, the woman running the orphanage, and I guess, like, Wolfwood was always kind of worried that, like, oh, the kids shouldn't, you know, no one should see me like this, like, I've become an assassin, and, like, inhuman, but it's still like, you know, the people from the orphanage were still able to like accept him, whereas like when he, any sign of like humanity in the eye of Michael is like they try to beat that out of him. So like I don't know if that, if there's like a juxtaposition there.
Mm-hmm. Man, this was quite the long fight. Actually, like I'm scrolling through it, it's like it's still,
yeah, it's
going.
Like minimum of volume. Oh, and I guess like having the full picture of like Livio and Raslo, it's like those two are kind of fighting separate from each other up until that last fight they get. Whereas like in the battle with Wolfwood, like he witnesses like Vash and Wolfwood fighting as a team. So I don't know if there's like a, you know, the unity there versus kind of like the more isolated, like, I don't know.
Well, I was going to point out, because, like, how the fight, you know, ends, quote-unquote, is, like, the old guy tries to kill both Wolfwood and Raslo, because, like, you know, ultimately, like even Raslo, who's hypothetically perfect child, he was still ultimately willing to sacrifice as a pawn, and Raslo doesn't take that well, because he literally gave everything for him. But he was, just, you know, but of course, like, yeah, where Vash and Wolfwood are working together. So, cause yeah, and they're able to, defeat him basically, but not also not like, kill him, because, they're able to just allow Livio mm-hmm. to come back out. And then we get the fucking, the ending scene, where, you know, his, they grab a drink. They chill. The orphans are, you know, they're welcome home. You know, everyone's grateful. And Wolfwood fucking dies. And I was like, oh fuck. And yeah, you got Livio sort of carrying on Wolfwood's will and sort of positioned next to Vash, where he joins them and they force themselves mm-hmm. to eat because they, you know, they don't want to eat, but they need the energy because there's more fighting to come. And yeah, he's also a former member of Legato's group fighting against Knives and Legato now. So yeah, and the way, you know, the ending with the his gun being his a big cross for his grave is like mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also thought it was interesting that like before he died he told Vash to smile and that like he looks better when he smiles, when before he had said that Vash's smile always felt like hollow and fake. So I'm not really sure what significance to take from that.
Yeah, well, because I know that, like, you know, I guess him just accepting that, like, because Vash is his friend, so he ultimately wants him to smile, and that's how the series ends off on, is Vash is mm-hmm. finally able to smile, right? Like an actual genuine smile, so, you know, suggesting he smile when at the moment he should be the saddest. Mm. You know, that's kind of a thing we've touched on before with other, you know, One Piece that comes to mind first, of course, but I'm pretty sure it's not the only one. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think there was also kind of something interesting in, like, the two characters just sort of scarfing down food after, like, Wolfwood died, almost like they're just, like, trying to eat this food as fast as possible to is it like Cowboy Bebop that does something? Yeah, it's there's like a scene in Cowboy Bebop where they do something similar where like one of the characters leaves the ship and then they're just like scarfing down, like,
that's right.
I don't remember what it was they were eating. Was it like eggs?
I want to say eggs because that's what I remember. But it's been a while since I saw the show, so yeah. But yeah, they talk a bit after the fact with about the current situation, you know, planning to, like, the city's trying to find a way to fight against the Ark, and they talk about the potential danger of the plants rebelling against humanity under Knives' command. Then we get a brief return to form, in a sense, where some gunmen attack, and after, like, you know, Millie and Meryl were literally just talking about, oh, it's like, man, I kind of like back in the day when every day was a new adventure. And then we get a little callback to that with just random weird gunmen coming in, and Vash comes to save the day, and Meryl's fucking crying, and it's like, aw.
Yeah, like one last little goofy comedic moment before the big fight.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Knives' fucking arc and with all the fucking wings and shit. Like, I don't know, there's some cool designs and imagery. Oh yeah, the fucking coins come up again. And that was another one of those weird moments, is when they're like, oh man, we need one more coin. And then literally just a random ass character we've never seen before comes in and gives the coin. And it's just like, well, that just happened.
I didn't remember, like, if that was a character who had shown up before or just someone who, I don't know. It did happen.
Yeah, like, it seemed like he was even being controlled, basically. Like, I just, because he had no idea what was going on, it, you know, so.
Oh, right, and, it was setting up, like, you know, the like,
worm in him, right, yeah, right, I forgot, yes, that's right, Yeah, it was weird. And then we also have, there's a brief scene with one of the worms and fighting Legato. Then
I like all the artwork of Legato just making, like, insane, like, hysterical expressions. Like, he's just so excited to kill people.
Yeah, he hates this world, so he's gonna fucking watch it burn and have fun doing it. But yeah, then we get, yeah, the final fight's the Crimson Nail versus Livio.
Yeah, also the people from Earth come in and, like, I think were some of them humans and some of them plants? Like, at least one of them was?
I assume, oh, yeah.
I thought, because, really? Like, she was observing the, maybe I just didn't understand this sci-fi stuff at all.
Because I don't remember thinking one of them was plants, but one of them was a plant, but maybe. Are you talking about the lady drinking the tea? Because
Unless it was just science stuff that was allowing her to observe what was happening.
Yeah, because I assume they just have high, you know, higher tech. It's been 150 years, and they, you know, you know, like, the way they're talking doesn't seem like either of them are plants, so I didn't think of either of them as being plants. Especially, though, as we saw with the Rem's ship, is that the plants were basically being discriminated against and retreating. They were just things that humans made and humans can do nature to exploit, basically. So having one of them just on the ship treated as an equal would be interesting, but I don't think that's what was going on, so... I guess one thing that came up with the Eleandra is that she has access to a nuke, so that if, like, even, you know, I guess the plan was that no matter what, humanity would end, you know, by her plans. Like, if Knives wasn't able to do it, then she would. But, you know, so Livio stopping her has a bit of weight there. But, and of course, with their fight, you also have Razzlo and Livio, so, like, you know, Razzlo helping Livio out instead of just, you know, like, you know, sort of hit that, the two parts of himself both working in tandem instead of being at odds with each other, was neat. Oh my god, a gender character we don't have to talk about for 20 minutes, because I don't know, I think that's fine, because it was just, like, because we, you know, we similar with One Piece, with Yamato, where it's just, like, it's just a part of that character, and it's not a big deal, and it, even more so, it's an antagonist character, but I don't feel it was ever supposed to be, like, oh, this character, I compare it to Hitman Reborn, where you have the one character they call Onokama because he's interested in men or whatever. And, like, it, you know, it definitely feels like that was kind of, you know, leaning into some not good tropes regarding this, where this is just, like, it feels more happenstance with Eleandra. So, yeah, sure, I'll take it, you know.
I didn't really have anything to say about it.
Oh, I like the page where, like, Vash is about to go face down Knives, and you get that cool spread with him and the Knives' arc just taking up the whole page, like, width of the page, basically. And then it just vanishes. It's just fucking gone, because he warped into space to go fuck up the Earth forces. And they're even talking about how it's just completely, it should be completely impossible.
Wait, am I ahead of you or behind you?
maybe What volume are you? Or
I think I just happened? Flipped to the next volume. 12.
Okay. I'm you're behind me because I'm like four chapters
in. Oh, 12, okay.
So,
yeah, it's like I want to have more to say about this because I, like, yeah, I feel like the, it feels like I had more to say about the stuff I was rereading, which I guess that makes sense, but it's like, yeah, I just remember like really liking the Trigun anime and like the first reading, mm-hmm. you know, jogging a lot of those memories, and then it's just like getting into this stuff and it's just like, you know, it's interesting. It's just like, I can't really, I'm having a hard time like elaborating on what I find interesting or why.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I go through a bunch of stuff where it's like, I, you know, I see things there, but it just isn't emotionally connecting with me. But I'll keep going through it, obviously. Like, I think the biggest example I can think of is Sailor Moon, where I watched 200 episodes of it and I was like, it's fine. Like, the most interesting stuff I got out of Sailor Moon was honestly like looking into like the author sort of creating it and what her influences were and just thinking about how it synthesized mm-hmm. certain things to change magic, like, add, you know, add to the magical girl genre in a major way. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have that with Trigun right now, where I'm just like, yeah, there's some neat things about the conflict, but just emotionally, I'm just not there, so.
Yeah, because it's like part of the conflict involves, like, the characters who warped from Earth that we, I don't think we'd ever seen prior to this reading, but it feels like they had a big, like, they were a big part of, like, the drama, and I was just like, I don't know. I was more interested in the stuff with Vash and Knives, but I think I just didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I also don't, like, I'm trying to think of, like, how Meryl's character, like, what, you know, because she's also kind of doing stuff, but, like, I just passed by Olivia protecting her. But yeah, I definitely feel like the Earth forces are there more for almost for exposition stuff, for just getting across, like, Knives mm-hmm. and what he's doing. Because they offer that perspective that the people on the planet don't have.
I did notice in, like, looking back on, like, I know it comes up in the thing with Legato, but also in this little scuffle with Vash and Knives, that Vash mentions he and Knives being, like, not mattering to the future of the planet, and, like, you know, they should be left in the past. And it also comes up with Legato, mm-hmm. where, like, Legato notices that, like, Vash has a similar mentality to him, where, like, he doesn't see any, like, value in himself for the world, or in the greater picture of things, I guess. But, like, you know, at the end of the manga, like, Vash is still around, and, you know, the legend of Vash the Stampede still grows, so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, even Vash on some level was wrong.
Yeah. He was ultimately accepted, despite everything, right? Or after everything, rather. We also get Legato's backstory, which is really brutal. Him basically being a complete victim of the world, and turning that anger on it in exchange, so... trying to think if I had anything else to say about, or anything to say about the fight, specifically. Oh yeah, I guess the way it ends is really important. Because yeah, I'm in volume 13. If you have anything to say about the fights between, because I'm getting to the end of the Livio fight, and obviously the Vash versus Legato. But I'm trying to think of something to say.
Yeah, because there definitely are like. Some of the fights have a lot of, like, action happening, but not really, like, dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them do go kind of quick, at least as far as, like, a discussion goes.
Right.
I feel like, there are definitely things I could say in a little more detail about the, like, Vash and Legato fight, but I don't want to, like, spoil the anime for you.
I mean, I wouldn't mind. Because there's only so much you can spoil, because, like, there's 26 episodes, right? And, only, like, a third of them are I've already read, so even if you spoil like one or two, like there's still I don't know, because I'm already okay. interested in seeing it, but I don't mind.
All right, well then if you're so, not worried about the spoilers, basically like a lot of the execution and like the details of this fight are different, obviously, but there definitely are aspects of the Vash and Knives fight that mirror what happens in the anime. Mainly the whole thing where Knives, or not Knives, Legato is basically like trying to get Vash to kill him. Like if he can't kill Vash, then it's like it's a battle of ideals, and like, you know, like Legato's in a point either way where like he feels like his life has no value. Either he, you know, can defeat Vash, or he just stalls him as long as he can, but like there's no value in him living. What I think is, yeah, I don't know. In general, for me, I think maybe it's just because the Trigun anime is shorter than, like, I don't know, the way that Legato is kind of sprinkled throughout Maximum, it just, I don't know how to describe it. It just wasn't as effective for me personally. I mean, he's definitely... There are aspects of his character that are different for sure, but like when it comes to this fight and the whole like Vash needing to make a choice, like one life over another, you know, I guess in the anime, I remember it being more like emotionally effective for me, because like the difference of like the life he's choosing to protect is like here he's it was like Razlo and Livio who were and I think like they like before Vash pulls the trigger, it also like shows a shot of like Wolfwood, so it kind of feels like maybe Vash's no, I don't know, I'll just stop.
Don't stop unless you're not sure what you're trying or what you're where you're going with that.
Yeah, like maybe I'm just I might be misreading Vash's motivations in this fight. Like maybe it doesn't have anything to do with Wolfwood at all. Maybe it's just like he had that comment about like you're fighting so hard to save others that like, you know, you don't deserve to die, or however exactly he said it. But what I did like the parallel between Vash and Legato, because I think there might have even been a parallel drawn in the anime, but just under different circumstances. But obviously I mentioned the line of like Legato and Vash not seeing any value for themselves in the world. And like there's even that like one panel where he's like holding Vash by the collar, and then like Legato is in the next panel like chained up with like a collar on his neck, and like I don't know, they definitely have an interesting class, like they're I don't want to say rivals, but like they, I don't know, I can't think of the words I'm trying to say.
I mean, I don't know. Well, because, like, you know, yeah, they did have, because he's thinking of Wolfwood, who was trying to push him to, like you were saying earlier, is, like, you know, trying to save the world and put it on his shoulders without looking out for himself, because he has that lack of self-value. And, you know, because he does cave on his ideals and kill Legato, right? Because, God, you know, Livio was risking his life to protect people in changing, you know, because I always talk about Wolfwood being the one who, like, sort of takes on Vash's ideals as a human, but I guess it ended up being Livio in that sense, because he was someone who was a killer, who, you know, like Vash, who destroyed July, but he ended up, like, you know, he was able to, you know, reign it, you know, work with Razlo instead of, being separated from him, and, you know, fighting alongside Vash to protect the world. And so Vash protected him. He killed Legato so Livio could continue to survive and be, right? Because, like, that panel where he says, like, you know, I couldn't bear to let that go to waste. And it's just, like, that, you know, like, he fucking about, like, the way his eyes and expression are drawn is really good. You know, because, and it makes sense that he'd, like, think about Wolfwood, because, like, after that we see, like, you know, the panel, with him calling Wolfwood a coward because he's the one who's, you know, he's killing people when he doesn't want to, because, you know, and but then now, because of course Vash is thinking about, like, you know, the person who he butt heads with the, about this subject matter for, because, like, you know, we talked before last time about his contradiction, right? Because it's like he thanked Wolfwood for killing when he wouldn't, and now, you know, he does bend and he does kill when he, after so long spending so long trying not to. So I don't know, it was an interesting resolution to the Legato, because you know, he did bend, basically.
Yeah, like in the anime, it's fairly similar. The circumstances are different, but it's like a different character that Vash is trying to protect in that conflict. And I don't know. It's,
yeah, and well, there's also the way Meryl talks about it, where it's like the people from Earth are considering just sacrificing everyone to stop knives and make.
Oh yeah, that was a really impactful line.
Vash,
that like.
Where Vash, like, yeah, just killing one life. Which,
yeah, that, like, the people who were making the orders to, you know, kill thousands or hundreds or whatever, like, from a distance, it's like, if they were the ones who actually had to pull the trigger, you know, to take one life, they wouldn't do it. But, you know, I thought that was a very powerful line.
Yeah, and Meryl's saying, like, you know, he doesn't have to bear this on his own. Because, like, I was also thinking about the flashback we get with Knives, where Vash was captured by a town, and, you know, like, we see him chained up, and Knives killed everybody, right? And Vash obviously was not happy with that, because he doesn't value himself, so, you know, oh, these humans that Rem valued shouldn't have to die because of me, basically. And, But Vash is able to kill for, he's not willing to kill to protect himself, but he was willing to kill to protect someone else. And that was very much like, you know, basically, because, you know, ultimately, like, everyone was trying to get him to kill, but, like, you know, he'd literally, like, ruin his own body. Like, we saw how his body is, like, he'd ruin that before, you know, and he'd always try to find it, because in basically every other case, he was able to find a way to get out of the situation without killing someone, or in some cases, like with Wolfwood, having someone else pull the trigger. But, you know, this time, yeah, he had to do it, and it was heavy for him, so, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wish that Meryl and Millie maybe, like, had a little bit more to do over the course of the story, but I do really like Meryl's dynamic with Vash, and just the, you know, two people who kind of mutually understand the weight of taking a life.
Right, I guess, like, you know, I just thought of Meryl's line about, like, you know, having just the amount of force you need to, right, with, you know, just a single gun. So, like, you know, and in that way, like, Vash, he only killed the one person, like, only as much as he needed to protect the life, right? I also like the way, like, with the feathers, it was interesting, with the way, because, like, the feathers have a bunch of experiences, and, I thought I was about to sneeze. And they just touch people, and they get all these memories, like, good and bad. And I don't know, just think about how, like, you know, the way experiences, like, shared experiences, right? Like, again, going back to the one with the father and the son, right? Which, where the father was unwilling to kill the other person's son because, you know, he was calling for his dad, right? Like, they're, you know, he wasn't able to cause more pain because he saw the result of that. Basically, like, he saw some, you know, and or what, like, he knew that would cause pain for another father who, you know, maybe didn't ask for a son who would do such horrible things, but, you know, so having all these experiences being passed around to all these people, like, I don't know, it's interesting the way they use the line love and peace, because obviously I feel like, because it's used a couple times in the manga. But I feel like with me thinking of that as, like, an iconic thing of Vash's character, it comes less from the manga and more from, like, what I've seen, how I've seen people associate that with Vash's character from, like, the outside, like, just seeing people reference it for me. And I was just thinking about how it's, like, I don't know, I'm like, is it just used more in the anime, or maybe it comes across more strongly because of the audio and the voice associated with it, or maybe it's just used more often, because I feel like I'm trying, I I don't remember a specific time he said it.
I know he said it in the like pilot chapter.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he said it at least, if not then chapter one.
I remember it. I feel like I remember it being a bigger part of his character, but it might not be that he said it more just like, you know, with the voice acting and stuff that like it just left an impact that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because like, again, from the manga alone, I didn't have that impact, but I did through osmosis, basically. So, I mean, it didn't hit me emotionally, because the manga didn't give me that impact, I was just like, oh yeah, that's that line that's associated with the character that I knew about before I even touched the manga. I was just thinking about how it, like, you know, kind of didn't work for me as much, but I can see how it would work for someone who, like, did really care about, you know, maybe both the anime and the manga, or maybe it's just there, it was there in the manga from earlier on and I forgot. So, the plants end up getting destroyed, but the humans actually work to save them, and not, you know, even though they're not, you know, beings basically, or not human beings. So, because they do get the memories, so they see that, you know, Vash is a plant, and some people would have, you know, or seen the suffering of the plants. So of course they'd have more empathy for them. And see them as something, lives that need to be protected, you know. And then we get the final fight between Knives and Vash. I almost like mixed up the consonant sounds in their names and said Nash and Vibes.
Vibes.
Did you have anything to say before we get to that final fight, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of frustrated that I feel like I don't really have anything to say. I was hoping that like by the end of the reading I would like have a stronger takeaway from Maximum, but I don't know, it's just it.
Well, I mean, one thing I did just notice is because like you have Knives saying that like I won't stray from my path no matter what, so ultimately it is kind of about them compromising, because you know Vash was like, I'm never gonna kill. He kills and is able to save a life for it, and ultimately the people around him were, you know, able to accept that. Where Knives said, like, I'm going to destroy humanity no matter what, but, like, what happens at the end of the manga is, you know, he protects Vash. He, he ultimately bends on his goal to do that, if that made sense. I was kind of wondering if it maybe, like, I don't know what happens to Knives after that, because he just seems to vanish. Like, did he die, maybe?
He took Vash somewhere safe and then left, but
I assume he disintegrated, basically, because he was in the cloak, and then we only see the cloak there. So he basically used the last of his energy to protect Vash, and even says, like, this man, he's crucial for you. Like, humanity needs Vash, basically, because of who he is and as a protector. So, like, you know, he ultimately goes from wanting to eliminate humanity to, you know, when he's failed and when he can't do that anymore, he decides, like, well, I don't want my brother to die.
Yeah, because that was, like, one of his main motivators all along.
Yes. I mean, and there was a moment during the fight where he's like, you know, because I think Legato pointed out how it's like, oh, Knives wants Vash dead now. Like, his plan changed. Because originally it was like, keep Vash alive because he's a plant and thus more valuable than humans, but also like to have him suffer and eventually hopefully change, you know, for Knives change what he wants. Looking at it again, because I think I was a little confused first reading it, but now I'm looking back and it's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Knives he's gone. But Vash is able to, you know, his hair is all black, so he's presumably lost his abilities as a plant, or at least most of them. Back to that daily life of violence, where, you know, a world that's a little bit better, I guess, is the main takeaway. Livio's literally taking it, like, he's got the gut, or no, he's at the, you know, Wolfwood's grave, and with the orphans, it looks like. And Vash is smiling. I do like the joke gag with Meryl and Millie, because I think they're a good example to point at, because, like, ultimately, like, you could say, oh, the world's still violent, it's still bad. But I do think like Meryl and Millie having turned in their guns and replaced them with like journalism stuff. Like Millie, instead of having a giant gun, she has a big camera. And Meryl, instead of having a bunch of small guns under a coat, she has a bunch of microphones. Like, it's a gag, but it's also like, oh no, they've traded. The world's at a state where they can comfortably trade in their guns for something else. So even if, of course, there is still violence in the world because you can't separate that from humanity, you know, yeah, the things have changed, basically. So,
yeah. Yeah, I kind of pointed out the part about the ending I found most interesting through, like, the fights earlier where Vash, you know, like, the world kind of returning to how it used to be, but, like, with a twist. Now, you know, that, like, that kind of ending, I think, is, I don't want to say it's a trope, but, like, it's definitely, you know, a, it, like, I feel like it's something that has popped up. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's good. Well, and, like, in this case, how, you know, before, it's, like, you know, Vash might have a bounty on his head again, like he did before, but now it's, like, on some level, the world values Vash, and Vash values himself, as opposed to before, where, oh, he's, like, the humanoid typhoon, and sure, there are still people who want the bounty on his head, but it's, like, he has people who cares about him, and he's, I don't know if they called him the humanoid typhoon again, that, like, this, you know, that he was this, like, force of nature so severe that he couldn't even be, like, equated to a human, but now it's, like, he has those human connections, and I don't know. I might have already said what I was trying to say.
Well, the fact that they're not, I mean, Millie and Meryl aren't trying gunning after him anymore. They're showing his exploits to the world. So people, which is they're showing the world what they saw, right? Like that he is this person who's a goofball, and like he, you know, they're in a way they're demythicizing him, I suppose, which allows him to connect to all these other, you know, people in the world, and because he still has the, or let me look at the, because of how they describe it when they're talking about the show. Yeah, they're still describing him as a mysterious human disaster. So that's still there to a degree, and obviously he's got people gunning at him. So, oh yeah, I didn't think about that, and how, like, they're showing the world what they saw. So, yeah.
Also, the site I was using for the, it crashed, so I wasn't even able to, like, pull up the final chapter.
No! Unfortunate. But yeah, I did, did you have any final things to say?
I wanted to real quick, like, see, if the anime also ended on kind of a return to the status quo, but, like, the status quo, but it's a, no, it's not the status quo if things are changed. I don't know. Return to normalcy, but in a new context. Yeah, no, I'm not sure.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, I think this is a case where, you know, it could be like a Bleach situation where after having read it, I might appreciate it more with time and, like, kind of piece together bits of context that I feel like I'm missing, or, you know, connect the dots on certain fights or whatever that, like, I didn't the first time through. But yeah, I'd have to rewatch the anime to give a definitive statement on if I do think that the original anime is just my preferred version. Because that's kind of the feeling I get at the end of this, but maybe I'm just not seeing the vision.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the manga has its fans because its differences are valid, and I think it has some neat stuff, right? It just didn't click with me. You know, because that's the thing, that's my thing, is, like, we both came into it from different perspectives, but we ultimately feel similarly, I suppose, where it's like, yeah, that's neat, but ultimately, you know, it didn't work for me, and it didn't seem to work for you, so I wouldn't say it's just because of the lack of the, you know, the, it, because it's a, based on, or, you know, you saw the anime first, and the anime does different things, but so yeah, my final thoughts is I definitely liked it more than just the regular Trigun, which makes sense because the original Trigun was a canceled manga. There was some interesting stuff, but, you know, I liked Vash, I guess, to go into favorite characters. I mean, Wolfwood was cool, and Meryl, like, Knives and Legato were fine.
I was checking the first discussion on Maximum to see if there are any interesting comments, and there are zero comments.
Oh, God. Oh,
so
no.
I'm like, well, okay, nothing to take from there.
Yeah. Did you want to have it? Because obviously there's no real favorite art. I mean, I guess if favorite fights, like, I still like the puppet fight. And then I think the last, the Wolfwood and Vash versus Livio and the old guy. Was probably also, you know, had a lot of neat stuff going on.
Yeah, you mentioned that you preferred the Maximum portion, but, like, I feel like I'm not confident that I do. Like, it has a lot of...
Okay.
I mean, and I said probably more of the stuff I preferred was in the last reading, where maybe there was still kind of, like, you know, getting the full context on, like, Knives and Vash and what their backstory was and Rem, and so I like a lot of the new additions that the manga does, but it's just, I think I might have just liked the structure of that initial run better, and maybe that's why I prefer the anime. I don't know, it's kind of like once it hit that cliffhanger and, like, you know, switching between magazines, it kind of feels like the story went in a different direction than maybe, like how in the original run it had set up, like, the gung-ho guns and all the collecting the coins and stuff. And, like, that still happened over the course of Maximum, but it didn't feel as foregrounded as it was initially.
Well, like, the way it resolves in a fucking joke. Like, okay, it mattered to the fight, too, but I literally couldn't tell how, because, like, from what I thought is that, like, oh, it's, like, they described it as, like, it's something that can actually, like, ward off Legato's wires, but it doesn't seem to actually do any. I didn't notice it doing anything, and then Vash even just shoots it, like, apparently destroys it.
Well, it seemed like Legato just had to expend a lot more effort to make his powers work, so it was a limiter.
Okay,
but... Gotcha. I don't know what, like, the thematic importance of that would be.
Yeah, right. Like, it just kind of ultimately feels, I don't know. I just don't understand. Yeah, I don't get what it was there for, I guess. Yeah, that's true. Cause I guess I just thought the stuff that was a bit more interesting happened in Maximum. So not that Trigun was in it. Maybe part of it was also just the fact that, like, Trigun was obviously canceled. So, and I don't think I knew that before I read it. I watched the video after the fact, the CineClinic video after the fact. So I just read it and I was like, oh, okay. So maybe that affected it. Where obviously if I read it now, I'd be more accepting of, like, oh, right. Okay. It got canceled. And,
yeah, so what I'm gathering is once it stopped being a shonen manga, it wasn't as interesting to me. to really oversimplify it.
She's so shonen-brained that shonen manga bad. No, I'm kidding. That the idea is funny, though. Like, we read Vinland Saga, and after, like, 10 chapters, you're like, oh, it's bad. We read JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and, like, once it gets to Steel Ball Run, it's like, oh, nope, it's bad. We read Kinnikuman, and once we get to Nisei, wait, no, you actually...
Wait, is Nisei a seinen manga? So.
Nisei runs in Playboy magazine, apparently. Like, so
oh,
Playboy.
Okay.
I mean, in all of those cases, like, I think, like, Vinland Saga, there is one detail that I felt like, basically in the first chapter, there's a character whose design feels like that level of exaggerated, like he's short and he has, like, a broad face and he had really big mouth, because he's literally, like, you know, more mouth words than action. That, where generally throughout the rest of the entire series, the character designs are more, like, grounded, I'd say. Like, so that's, like, the one thing that's, like, shonen-y that I can point in Vinland Saga. But overall, they I haven't read Nisei, but, like, JoJo's Adventure doesn't meaningfully change. Trigun didn't change at all. Like, because there was mentions of, like, sexual violence happening even in Trigun. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess there is more depiction of that in Maximum. So that's, I guess, a little bit more seinen-ish, but it's, you know, still, like, you know, it's overall, like, the feel of the manga, like, they don't really, like, they don't, you know, it hasn't been a major deal that I've seen yet. So, but anyway, did you have any fights or characters you wanted to highlight as far as favorites? Because obviously, again, there aren't really arcs.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would probably say that Vash is my favorite character. Beyond that, you know, Wolfwood is good. I really liked what the manga did with Knives, and kind of just, he had more time to be a character than in the anime. So, like, those three, I like Meryl. Like, Millie is fun, but I don't click with her character as much as Meryl. I don't know. Those are the ones I felt the strongest about, I guess. Okay. It's like, I think that I could appreciate the stuff with Livio and Raslo more with time. Like, I feel like even in this discussion, I kind of pieced, like, one or two things together, like, with the whole, like, the fight with Wolfwood and how Vash and Wolfwood were working together, but, like, it wasn't until the fight with, the Crimson Nail that, like, Livio and, Raslo kind of, like, came to fight as one.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the fights, I feel like I didn't really just click with the action in this manga at all.
Okay. Yeah, because I will say, like, the parts I liked about the two fights that I mentioned, it was more so than just the way that it was.
Yeah, like, drawn, I think so, there were concepts for, like, powers I liked, but I talked about that, I think, in the first or the second, discussion, that just, like, Legato's powers are cool. There was the guy with the, like, saxophone who used, you know, like, music wave or sound waves, but, like, yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, I guess that does it for Trigun. Sad that we weren't big on it, but, you know, it was still neat. There's nothing that I feel like is,
yeah, like, some manga I think make for like, there are definitely manga we've read where I maybe didn't enjoy the reading it quite as much, but then when we discussed it, it's like, oh, okay, I better understand what it's doing. And then there were some manga, like, I feel like this is how I'm feeling with Trigun Maximum, where it's like, I was definitely interested in reading it and seeing where the story was going, but I don't really know how to unpack it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that does it for Trigun. So yeah, as I mentioned before, next time we're reading Boruto, chapters 56 to 81, plus the two other manga and the Minato one-shot. So Mathos, you might want to start your reading earlier, because let me check how many Boruto volumes it is and see how bad.
Well, at least the Boruto discussion, there's no way that it'll be a bad discussion, because we always have something to say about Boruto.
Exactly. Like, I don't, if this is, like, our least favorite arc, you know, it's Boruto, and, there's some arcs that, in the first reading,
I don't know, I feel kind of, I always feel kind of bad on these Densho discussions when it's, like, I know that somebody out there loves this series, and I feel like I don't want to disrespect, but if it's just, like, some stories click with me and some don't, and that's my L.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I've said it before, but I like how Shaves puts it, where it's like, if you go into something and you don't walk away, like, having it been worth your time, then, like, you know, he sees that as a loss for him as well, because it's like, well, that's time you could have spent going through something he did like, right? So, you know, like, he wants to, you know, and I feel the same, like, I want to get something out of everything I go through, you know, so, like, and yeah, even if I didn't click with the, click with Trigun, I still thought it was neat, and I got some things out of it, you know, like, it was cool, it's a cool manga, it's just not for me, But yeah, and also, so I looked in, so Boruto, it's like, it's 6 volumes of Boruto, and then 4 volumes of the spinoffs, and then one extra one-shot on top of that. So it's it'll be a longer reading than normal. Maybe read a couple of those spinoffs this week before, and then, so then you'll have only the 6
Hey, and maybe doing that. This, so, I can just poke Bree to be like, hey, can we get back to watching the anime?
always a good idea. Because that's right, that's one difference between this time and last time we talked about Boruto, is that you hadn't watched Boruto before the last time we read it, so that'll be something. This reading, there's only like literally like 4 or 5 episodes that were a couple chapters that were animated, so this is gonna be the first time I get new.
Oh, so some of the manga even goes. I thought maybe like the anime stopped at the end of like the pre time skip.
No, I think there was some production issues, and they worked well enough, quote unquote. I think for a stopping point, they were able to. But it's very clearly like, you know, this. I know the arc wasn't over, and there's going to be a continuation to the anime eventually. So, but I assume they're, you know, waiting for the manga to build up stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.